This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed Monday. Blessed Monday afternoon. You are here at Radio Cape Pulpit. I am here with my beautiful first lady, my evangelist, Michelle, at the radio station. I greet each and every listeners this afternoon in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. It is the 18th of August 2025. 2 minutes past 12, and I am here with my program, Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. And listeners, as you are here and listening to my voice this morning, I believe and I trust that you will be so blessed as you tune in. Please sit back, and I have another testimony this afternoon, and I believe that you will be so blessed. Some of you will learn out of the testimony that our evangelist will share this morning. I'm just going to give it over to our evangelist Michelle, just to greet the listeners out there. Frau van Heere, yes, welcome. Thank you so much for being part of being our guest this morning at Radio Cape Pulpit. We are honored to have you here, and we want to thank the Lord for your life. I'm giving it over to you just to greet the listeners out there, people from Bonteville, people from Milnerton, all of them. I'm sure they are watching you, and also from your minister, from your church. Can you greet them? God bless.
Amen. I just want to acknowledge, first of all, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to thank God for this opportunity, and then I greet and acknowledge Pastor Elizabeth. I thank you for this opportunity, and I want to greet each and every listener, everyone listening today, everyone from the Lighthouse Kingdom Church, my friends, you guys out there listening, die luisteraars van Radio Pulpit, julle is gegroet in die wonderlike naam van Jesus Christus. Wow. Amen.
Amen. Baie dankie, vrou van die Here. Thank you so much, evangelist Michelle. That song that played earlier on was from Heinz Winkler. Heinz Winkler wat sê, die beker. Hy sê, Abba Vader, neem tog die beker van my. Nie my wil nie, Here, maar u wil. Hy sê, skink wat ek moet drink. Kan een mens ook nie dit so sing, die vrou van die Here? En het vir die Here sê, nie u wil nie. Here, nie u wil nie. In ons lewe, in alles wat ons deurgaan, glad nie u wil nie, maar ons, nie ons wil nie, maar u wil geskied. As die Here nie die beker geskink het nie, asseblief luister as, moenie drink uit daardie koppie uit nie. Hallelujah. Now, I'm quickly going to read the biography of our evangelist. I'm quickly going to read it, and immediately after that, I will give it over to her to give us her testimony. Please, people, grab yourself a cup of coffee. Julle weet, as julle by Gracefully Restored for His Purpose program aankom, wil ek hê julle moet agteroor sit en julle moet net luister wat die Here in store het vir ons vanmiddag. En ek weet iemand gaan wysheid opdoen. Somebody, you will obtain wisdom throughout the testimony of our evangelist. And I want to thank the Lord for her life. Let me go to her biography. Our theme today is, I will restore health to you and heal you of all your wounds. Oh my God, I don't know who needs to hear this. I don't know who is listening to my voice. But God says, I must tell you, He will restore health and heal all your wounds. So I don't know where you are or where you find yourself, what you've been through. But believe there is a God. His promises is yes and amen. And whatsoever God says, He will surely do it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor and adorations. Daddy, thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity that you have granted unto us today. Lord, our evangelist is in the room this afternoon. She's here at the station. Lord, to share her word, to share a testimony. But I believe this testimony is no longer for her. She is made whole. She is restored. But there is somebody. There is a sister. There is a brother. There is a child that has been broken, that has gone through what she has been through. And they don't know how to handle matters. But I believe God, through her testimony this morning, that person will be set free. That person, that brother, that sister will be made whole by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I'm about to read the biography of our woman of God, evangelist. Michelle Platton is from the Lighthouse Kingdom, Bonteville. She's from the Lighthouse Kingdom Church in Bonteville. She's joining us this afternoon with a powerful word of God and a word of restoration. She's a devoted mother, a grandmother, and a spiritual daughter of Prophet Brantley Dean and Prophetess Jeandra Platton. Evangelist Michelle carries a deep love for the Lord and a passion for souls. I know her for many years. She has made a great impact in the sight of Milnerton. I didn't even know that she moved to Bonteville, but even there, she's making great exploits in the community. You know, one thing that I can assure you, things that we're going through, it's not for us. The suffering that we have endured is not for us. It is for other people out there. Through our stories, we can help somebody out there. And I believe this morning, all that the woman of God has gone through, it has not killed her. Whatever the enemy has meant for evil, oh my God, God has turned it for her good. It is not over up until God says it's over. He thought it was over, but God said no. God bless you. We're quickly going for a break and we'll be back right now. God bless you. Shalom.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. From word to your heart.
Welkom terug. Welcome back. Hier is ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel. Hier is hier met Pastor Elizabeth Guma and met Evangelist Michelle. She's with me here at the studio. And I want to thank the Lord for her life. Our theme today is God will restore your health to you and heal you of all your wounds. Please, my family, send your messages in as she's about to give a testimony. Our WhatsApp number is 081-729-1657. And I see that Pastor Success, thank you so much, woman of God. She was one of our guests last week at Radio K Pulpit. She's all the way in Johannesburg at Centurion. So they say, amen, amen, Pastor E. We're in the building. Oh, wow. Blessings always. Thank you, woman of God. And she says, greetings to evangelists as well. That's my sister, my younger sister, all the way from Johannesburg in Centurion. God bless you. I see you too, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you so much. Over to you, evangelist. Over to you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Waar begin ek? Ek begin deur te sê, die duivel het gedink, dis klaar met my. Maar Jesus het in die môre gekom. Jesus kom in die môre. Mm. En die duivel het gedink, dis klaar met my. He says in his word, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. En ons dien 'n God wat nie 'n leenaar is nie. Pastor Elizabeth, ons dien 'n God wat nie 'n leenaar is nie. Hy is 'n waarmaker van sy woord. If he says, have I not said it, will I not do it? He will do it, and we just gotta believe it. We just gotta have faith that this God is a God that stands behind his word to fulfill every word. Amen. Amen. En toe ek vroeger luister na die song van die kop, die cup of suffering, maar die Afrikaanse version, en ek dink, ja, Here, daar's mense daar buite net soos ek wat wil geheer het, God moet die cup of suffering wegneem van my, en dis waar my testimony begin. En ek wil net die woord van God lees. It's the word of God that comes from Jeremiah 30, verse 17, and I read in the name of the Lord, for I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion. No one seeks her. No one sought her. Now, just like I've been left for death, there's many people, many women, and even men that has been left for death due to circumstances. Now this morning, I don't know, this afternoon, what your circumstance, I don't know what your challenge is, I don't know what the fire is that you had to go through, but I'm about to share what I had to go through. And don't get me wrong, it started beautiful, We had a beautiful life. I was married to this man. And as a woman of God, you don't get married to get divorced in a couple of months or in a couple of years. Your heart says, I'm married to this man. Through thick and thin, he was a hard-working man. He worked, we worked together, we built together with the help of the Lord. We built together someone that I fell in love with. And we got married after 4 years of dating. We got married. I said, in that 4 years, I felt I wasn't saved, and I felt I need to give my heart to the Lord. I received dreams of crusades, and when I was little, my great aunt used to take us to Valhalla Park with the crusades, the 10 crusades, and I believe that is where God already touched me. And then in that dreams, I said, the Lord is speaking to me, and not bad mouthing or saying anything bad about any churches, but I was in an Anglican church at the time, and I felt I was empty. I needed something more, and that is where the Lord saved me. Amen. And I met my husband, and we got married. And as a woman of God, I didn't plan on getting divorced. Maar toe word daar 'n deur later oopgemaak. Maar dit was mooi. Ons was gelukkig geweest. We were happy. We were happy until his daughter. At the time, she was 11 years old. His daughter came to live with us. And my life was hell for 11 years that she was with us. My life was hell, Pastor. My life, luister as my lewe was hell. Ek het 'n tuis gekry van hoe hell kan wees. En in daai tyd wil my seun vir my sê, "Mommy, you don't need to go through this. Leave the man." But as a woman of God, I couldn't just leave the man. My woorde was aan hom gewees, "You know, soon you'll be married and you will have someone and you will be out of the house and I will be alone if I must leave this man." Dit was my woorde. Pastor, dit was my woorde gewees aan my seun. And my seun had it gevoel for me. He saw what I was going through because he was in the house at the time. At the time, he saw what I was going through. Hy het die pyn gevoel. Sy vrou, Prophetess Jandre, sy het die pyn gevoel. Saam met my, hulle twee het die pyn gevoel. Maar voor hulle regtig kom verstaan waardeur ek gaan, wou ek dinge van myself hou, ek wou dit nie deel met hulle wat ek deur gaan nie, want dis toe ek uitvind my man breek eg. And I found out through messages on his phone. En die Heilige Gees is so oulik, die Heilige Gees vat my na die boodskappe toe. Maar dis alles in French. Maar wat uitgestaan het vir my was je t'aime. Ons ken ons allemaal vir je t'aime en wat je t'aime beteken. Nou denk ek, maar nou wie sê dan nou vir jou je t'aime? En ek stuur die boodskappe toe na iemand wat French is en ek sê, please translate these messages for me. En sy kom terug en sy vra, who's this messages for? I say, don't worry. First tell me what the messages says.
Sure.
En toe sy vir my sê, en toe sê ek vir haar, dis van iemand na my man. And that is where it started. I got so gravely sick. For a month I was sick. I never had sugar diabetes. I never had high blood pressure. But immediately I was diagnosed with diabetes, high blood pressure, and I later came to hear when I started doing trauma counseling that it was the trauma.
Yeah.
It was the trauma, it was the shock. Want hier is iemand wat jy lief voor is. Hier is iemand wat jy nie beplan om te skei nie. Jy wil nou tot die laaste, tot die dood ontskei. That is when you want, that is what you want. Death has to separate us. I'm not going to be separate. I'm not going to divorce you. But then something, he opened a door. Somewhere a door was opened. And unfortunately, I used to fight with him, not physically, but saying, listen, the job that you'll find yourself in, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. And he was working at a strip club at the time.
My God.
And that was challenging to the marriage. Other than the daughter, that strip club that he worked for was challenging. Want nou kom hy mos met spirits huis toe.
Yeah.
So I was in constant warfare. And if you ask my daughter-in-law, she said, this woman was Mama Fire. She used to pray all the time. So die situasie het veroorsaak dat ek biddend gewees het. Biddend, I used to do warfare constantly. En met die egskeiding, kyk, baie dinge gebeur met die egskeiding.
Ja, wow. Evangelist, thank you so much. Family, we are about to go to a break, but before we go to the short break, I also want to just to say something. My evangelist, thank you so much for sharing. I know you're still going to share a lot about your marriage and all that and how it came to the divorce and what is it that made you to go and file a divorce after you have vowed that only death will do your part. And I can also relate to that. No woman get married to divorce. But it makes sense. What else could we have done? So please, my family, we're quickly going to go to a break. Going to go for a short break. We'll be right back. God bless. Welcome back to Radio K Pulpit. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth Guma from Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. Don't you think it's time to wake up? Smell that coffee. Don't you think it's time to walk in your groove? How about doing well, praising God, and promoting your business? Come on, join us on the next K-Pulpit Business Breakfast, happening on the 29th of August, Friday at Coffee Therapy in Willow Bridge Center from 8 till 10:30 a.m. Join us as we mix coffee, food, networking, and worship, and enjoy special guests, NC Litswane and Jackie DeLange. Tickets are 250 Rand. So be sure to book ASAP. Send your email to info@kpulpit.co.za. The Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast, Friday, 29th of August at Coffee Therapy in Willow Bridge from 8 o'clock till 10:30 a.m. See you there. God bless. Shalom. I am back here with Evangelist Michelle. Welcome back to Radio Cape Pulpit. I want to thank the Lord for your life, Evangelist Michelle. I want to thank the Lord for the testimony that you have shared, but I'm not going to waste time because your testimony is of most importance. And I believe that the listeners out there, they are listening and they want to hear more about your testimony. So over to you, woman of God, over to you. And before I can even say over to you, I want you to understand, woman of God, that nothing on this earth happened without no reason. Everything happens for a purpose.
Amen.
We are on this earth for God's purpose. That is only the one thing that I can tell you. And I believe and I trust that you have discovered your purpose through all the trials, through all the tribulations, and through all that you have been through. One thing that I can also assure you is God has always been on your boat. That is why you're still standing. According to the enemy, he thought you would be dead by now. But mercy said no.
Amen.
Mercy said no. So before we continue, I just also want to say that song that just played earlier on. I want to thank the Lord. It is from Dean Meiring. Hy sê, laat my skyn. Die vorigste een was Estie Gross, Hemelbeesten, Up and Youth Choir. That says, Deur die storm, Deur die storm. En daar is een wat ek van gehou het, wat sê, I care of Fananai. Dit is wat hulle gesing het daar, was een baie mooi song van hulle. God seën oor na jou, Evangelist. Over
amen,
to you, my
amen.
Dear.
I'm in awe of God.
Wow.
Like you said, what happens to us is never for us at the end of the day. Ons moet ervaar, ons moet deur die storms gaan, ons moet deur die vuur gaan. He says, You will go through the fire, but it won't burn you.
Come on.
Die water gaan oor jou kom, maar jy gaan nie verdrinkie.
Verdrinkie, man.
Come on. Those who endure, says the word, it is they that will be saved at the end of the day. And my favorite, en die kerk weet ook al, dis my gunsteling, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Come
Kijk,
on.
Hoe gaan iemand daar buiten weet dat daar hoop is vir iemand daar buiten kan? Hoe gaan die vrou wat nou luister in, luister, die vrou wat nog steeds in die kerk sit met 'n probleem, die vrou wat nog steeds in ministry is, hoe gaan sy weet dat daar is hoop?
Amen.
It looks bleak to her now. It looks like it's dark out there. But there is a ray of sunshine that is about to come through for somebody.
Come on.
The heavens is about to come through for somebody. Mm. And that is why I needed to go through what I went through. Al was het zwaar, al was het a cup of suffering. But Jesus, when he said, take away the cup of suffering, but let me have it anyway. Why? Because the prophecy needed to be fulfilled.
The prophecy needed to be fulfilled.
The prophecy needed to be fulfilled. And somewhere out there, the word is also saying that the world is waiting for the sons of God, the manifestation. Hoe gaan ons manifesteer as ons nie weet wat, as ons idee het
om deur die vuur te gaan?
Come on. Hoe gaan ons manifesteer? How is God's power going to be manifested through us if we haven't been, if we say, ah, pastor, you know what? I can imagine what you went through. Mm. Come on, I must not imagine. I must know, I must say, my spirit is resonating with that right now.
Mm.
My spirit is resonating right now.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, I was gravely sick. Mm. I was diagnosed with diabetes, high blood pressure, which I never had.
Oh, my God.
I was so fortunate. I worked for the Foschini Group for 16 years, and they had a private clinic for the staff. We could go there regularly because my family history, they had diabetes. My late mother and my late granny, they had diabetes. But I used to have my check regularly, myself checked. That's why I knew I didn't have it.
Yeah.
And with the shock, with the trauma of finding out that the one that you love is messing around, went to go look for greener pasture somewhere else, that trauma hit my body. Kijk, ons is mos nog mens, ne? Ons is nog mens. Ons het nog a lichaam.
Ja, definitely.
Amen.
Amen.
Our temple, God's temple,
yeah.
Wat ons nou moet kyk. But now something happens that you didn't ask for. And getting sick in that time. And then I started to notice that my hair started to fall out. And I was so depressed because of my hair falling out. I just went one night and I just went chop, chop. Stood in the mirror in the bathroom and I started cutting my hair. Then after I cut my hair with the scissors, I saw no, but the holes in my the where the patches is more evident now. So as ek gedeel het, dit lyk plek plek bewolk hierso.
Oh Jesus, ek ken my
spreek. Dit kan ons nou nie plek plek bewolk
dit kan nie vir die vrou van die Here.
En toe roep ek my seun en ek sê, Grantly, come and just bring the machine and shave it all off. And he shaved it all off. Mm. And toe ek bless.
Nou, vrou van die Here, woman of God, you just mentioned something that he was toch diagnosed met hoë bloed, high blood, you get me now, and all the kind of diseases of sickness that you can think of in the world. Those sickness, you were not sick before.
No.
Was this all caused because of because of what happened in your marriage?
Yes, Pastor, it was because of the marriage, because before that, I was never a diabetic. I didn't have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. And the hair that fell off, was it also because of stress, depression, or what?
Because of the trauma. So I was stressing. Because remember earlier I said I wanted to keep these things to myself. I didn't want my son and his wife to worry Maar mens kan nie deur die dinge alleen gaan nie. God sit mense op jou pad om jou te help. Because he can't be here. Jesus was here in human form, but he's not. It's not his time to come back. So he uses men. He uses men. He puts them strategically in your way. And I was sick, woman of God. And what I also always mention is the reaper came twice to come and get me when I was living in Summer Greens with my son and daughter-in-law. The reaper would come and stand next to me, but I almost didn't have any fight left.
Oh, man.
The fight was very little that I had, the percentage. But I could still say to the reaper, you're not coming for me. You're not getting me. Because it's not what God wants.
Yeah.
Hy is nog nie klaar met my nie. Die duivel het gedink, is klaar met my. Maar Jesus het gekom in die môre.
My God.
And in that time, I just wanted to give up. En as 'n vrou van God, het dit my grond toe gebring.
Ja.
It took my prayer life. Kyk, die woord sê in John 10:10, the enemy comes only but to steal. To kill, to destroy. He came to steal not just my joy, but he came to steal that which God has called me for.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, woman of God. That is why the Bible makes us to understand the book of Luke 18. He says a man ought to pray and not to lose hope. Vrou van die Here, waar sou jy gewees het? Where would you have been as jy nie God geken het? In die midst van hierdie storm. Woman of God, please, we'll be back. Listeners, please, stay tuned, we'll be back with the woman of God. Welcome back to Radio K Pulpit. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth Guma. I want to thank the Lord again. Once again, Exalted Anne Makar says, always an honor. It's always an honor. Thank you so much, Evangelist. I want you now to go to what happened then. After all the trauma, after all that you have been through, what happened then? What happened? Did he file a divorce? Or is it you? What happened? Because remember, we are women of God. Women of integrity. Women that has vowed and say, nee, Here, ons gaan het nog nooit doen. Die dood gaan ons kyk. We're not doing this. Death will do us part. And we stick to that vow. Because we believe in that. We are in the fivefold. So what do we do? What happened then? Tell us.
Yes, amen. I left the house for about a month, staying with my son and his wife and their son. And in that month, he would come to the house, and eventually I would give him another chance. I went back to my house, but in the time when I was back, I found out that the woman that he was seeing was pregnant. And I thought, this woman is going to be with us in our lives for the rest of our lives. I have nothing against the child. The child didn't ask to be there. The child was conceived under circumstances, and therefore the child did not ask. So the child is not to be blamed. But then I got a word from the prophetess who was my daughter-in-law one night, saying that the Lord is saying that he is standing in the way of God's work, and God himself is removing them, who is the husband and the husband's daughter. And I still wouldn't vouch, because I am a woman of God. I can't, as weak as I was, hanging onto threads, it was only the word of God. It was only prayer. It was only the prayers of my son and daughter-in-law that carried me through. But the healing was still about to, it needed to start, the restoration. And then I had a dream. I was sitting in the car at the robot. The robot was red, and then when it turned green, this is after a prophetess gave me the word, the message. And that same night, I got that dream, and I just heard, go. And then I went to file the divorce. Mm-hmm. And by this time, I have already given the car keys back. I've given things back. But not knowing that God has already provided a friend, a dear friend of mine, blessed me with a My City card, topped up My City card. And I didn't understand, why is she giving me this card? But it was needed at the time, because I needed to go in and out of Cape Town to get to the divorce courts.
Oh my God. One of God. So you were the one now filing it after you heard, that voice, and then you decided, you know what, after giving him many times back into the house, trying to see how you can reconcile, trying to see how you can work around to make the marriage to work.
Yes.
And then also what you said, woman of God, you also find out later that he has also impregnated another lady, another girl, which is also that caused the trauma in your life. And also the thing that I want you also to say, we mentioned, woman of God, what then happened with your husband? Did him and the child live? And what happened to your ministry? I believe there was also a ministry inside your, in your house. What happened there?
Yes,
can you take us through that as well? What happened? Because you are a pastor, you are a woman of God, you had your church in the house. What happened there?
Yes, long before the divorce, we started, God gave us this vision to start the church, the Lighthouse. And it was, we started out in the garage. And as he started opening doors and things going wrong, he one day just packed up the pulpit. He took the pulpit out of the garage. He put it in the bedroom. He packed up the chairs and put a whole lot of things in the garage, saying like, okay, this is where it stops. No more church in the house. Mm. But then with my son and daughter-in-law living in Summer Greens, they were renting a big house at the time. And they said, you know what, Mom? Come, continue with the church here in our lounge. And then the church continued in the lounge.
My God. So when he collected all the stuff and he packed it and he put it away, that time he was also in church with you, isn't it? You were both doing ministry together.
He started at, that's the time when he started to go by the wayside.
To go by the wayside.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have a message here from Auntie Tinka Jones. We see you. She says, thank you for your kindness. Wat my diep raak, ek dink altyd hoe ons lewens sou wees sonder die skuilplek van ons getroue God. Ja, baie dankie aan Tinka, Georgina Kalipa, Prof, Pastor Success, what a powerful testimony. Ja, Auntie Tinka, wat sou ons sonder hom doen? Hy sê in Psalm 91, he's our refuge, he's our fortress, he's our God, in him we put our trust. But woman of God, I say, feather as you nog afvat, I say, 1,000 may fall on your side. I say, 10,000 on the other side. I say, but it will not come near you. You will only see it with your eyes, but it will not come near you. Woman of God, jy het hier dinge gesien, dat het so om jou gebeur, maar het nie naby jou gekom, want het jou aangeraak, het jou siel, het jou spirit aangeraak. Die duivel het geding uit jou klaargemaak, maar die Heer het jou toegelaat. Hy wil net 'n testimony uit jou uitgebouwd. Wow, so you to further gegaan, you went back and you went to your to the prophetess house and you started the Lighthouse church there.
To continue the church
to
there.
To continue
yes.
the church
yeah.
there. Mm-hmm.
And that is then COVID happened and the churches was closed. Many churches was closed, but we didn't close. We were about four leaders that kept meeting up on a Sunday, praying, seeking God's face, asking where to from there. But it's in that time when the divorce procedures happened and then I had to sell my house as well. So it was the selling of the house. But the Lord said, pack up and go to Bonteville because the work is greater in Bonteville.
Sure.
The work is greater in Bonteville. And it was a challenge. It was a challenge because now you are here, especially for me.
In the suburbs, yeah.
I'm there. We just bought the house 16 years prior to that. We bought the house, and the house was fully paid. The bank wasn't owed anything for the house. And now you have to sell the house. But because I love the Lord, And I wanted to do what is right in the eyes of God. I wanted to be obedient to the voice of God. I went ahead and I did it. And I did it. So I accepted it later that, you know what? You have to leave Summer Greens. You have to pack up and you need to go to Bonteville.
Sure, woman and of God, you are strong. Because now you didn't even just lost the marriage. Now it is the house as well, the property, the one that has fully been paid.
Yes.
That you've been living there. I've seen the house. I've been there once. It's beautiful. It's a mansion is here in Summer Greens. And but because of your obedience to the voice of God, when he said, go to Bonteville, I will show you a place where you will start my church. And you are obedient, woman of God. And have you started the church in Bonteville?
Yes, we continued. Mm. We continued with the church. We were just 8 years. It was just our 8th anniversary.
Wow.
In That's July, cool. It was our 8th anniversary. But last year, before our 7th anniversary, I handed the torch over. Also on the instruction of God, I handed the torch over because I was pastoring for 6 years. And in the 7th year, I handed the torch over to my son and his wife.
Wow. God is faithful, woman of God. God sees where we do not see. He knows what we don't know.
Yes.
Because that time was the time that you were also going through a trauma and all that. So it was also not, you were not in a good state also to run with the church.
Absolutely.
You get not the ministry. So then God, thank God for your wonderful, beautiful children, which is the prophetess, your daughter-in-law. But when you look at her, you treat her actually as your daughter, not even as a daughter-in-law. I saw her. So I saw her, and they are now the one running the church herself and your son. And they are doing it perfectly. So in Bonteville. Family, we're going to be back. We're going to be back soon. Woman of God, hang in there. We're going to continue with your testimony. We'll be back right soon. Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth at Radio K Pulpit. I just have one word for Evangelist Michelle as we are sitting here in the studio. In Psalms 26, verse 1, Psalms chapter 26, verse 1, David said, vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Woman of God, you will not slip. Because you have trusted in God. Because you have been there. And he has held your right hand. And he's making all your crooked ways straight. So one word from you, woman of God. I know she has a lot to say, my family. But because of time, I'm just going to give her a 1 minute just to say something to the listeners and to thank everyone. And I will definitely call you back, woman of God. I know your testimony is very long. And a lot of people still need to hear. So can you say one or two words? What do you want to say before we round up? Thank you.
Amen. I just want to say restoration has happened. My hair did grow back. Somebody out there, my hair did grow back. There will be restoration. Don't think that there's no hope. There is hope. And I just want to thank Radio Pulpit. I want to thank Pastor Guma. I want to thank my son, Prophet Grantley Dean Platon, and his wife, Prophetess Jeandre Platon, who is now, since handing over the church to them, they are now my spiritual parents, and they've been working and walking with me, holding up my hands. And if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be today? Amen. Wow. God
Amen.
Bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Thank you so much. I see there's a one of our ministers, she's in Atlantis, and you just came from Atlantis yesterday, isn't it? She's from Atlantis. Her name is Minister Abigail, all the way from Atlantis. Exinse Stira Boodskap. I would say, wow, what a testimony. Dearie Diptus Marnoch Tanstani. Through it all, but you're still standing. Through it all. When you call me, I will answer. I'll be working for the Lord. Your testimony. Yes, she says your testimony. So she's really blessed. This is Minister Abby, all the way from Atlantis. So she said, your testimony is an inspiration to me. Perseverance. Yes, people are going through a lot. Women are going through a lot. That is why we're not fighting each other. We're not competing with one another. We are standing together. We must hold each other's hands. Pastor Georgina says that, yes, there is hope, woman of God. And in Jesus, there is hope. And the Lord has always been with you, Evangelist. Yes, the Lord has been with you, woman of God. Want to thank the Lord for your life. And I believe, listeners, as you are seated out there, you have heard it. God will never let you go. He says in his word, I will never leave nor forsake you. And God has promised it. He has kept to his promises. Today, the word of God, how many branches are opening now? Have you opened so far?
We're about to open one in Atlantis.
My God. So it's going to be the second branch now.
Second branch, yeah.
The woman is the one that God has called. Vroue, moenie die ding persoonlik vat nie. Nee, moenie die saak persoonlik vat nie. Ons is geroep, man. Ons is geroep vir sy werke. So kom ons skud af hierdie dinge. En kom ons laat die Here doen wat die Here wil doen deur ons.
Amen.
That song was from Frank and I. Says, wake up, wake up. Dit is nie lekker om altyd goodbye te sê nie, maar... Ek wil amper heil as hierdie program ter op een einde kom, if my program comes to an end, when it comes to an end, it's like I want to cry because I know that when I'm bringing guests in, they have so much to say, but unfortunately, we have to close it. There is one person, I think you know her, Gail Geraldine Abrams. She says, afternoon, please send me the new WhatsApp number. I will send you the new WhatsApp number. It's 081-729-1657. I repeat, our new WhatsApp number is 081-729-1657. Please stay tuned, my family. Every Mondays, meet me here. Pastor Elizabeth Guma, vrou van die Here, vrou wat die rivier is, vrou wat die waters is, vrou wat die storms is, maar sy staan. Through his grace and by his grace, we're still standing. And now I've interviewed a woman of God that has gone through the same, but we're still standing by the grace of God. Mag die Here met julle wees, mag die Here vir julle seën. Vrou van die Here, may the Lord continue to take you to greater heights. And Joel 2 verse 25, he said, I will restore all that the enemy have stolen from you. The caterpillars, the cankerworms, and the swamp locusts, God will surely restore. Till next time, God bless you. Love you. God bless. Shalom. Thank you, woman of God.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.